Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Oh, what a great show we got for you today. I'm Michael Horn, your host, but the star of our show is the man we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, thanks so very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. We have a lot of fun today.
Oh,
and
it's
very hot here in L.A. I just want to get this out of the way.
Yeah, please.
It's very hot here in L.A., and everybody has to do what they have to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not unlike anybody else in life here. I'm from L.A., and I know the patterns. I know how what to expect and what not to expect.
Right.
And it's hotter than hell here, and it's humid. It reminds me of Connecticut when I played for the Giants back there, but I'll get into that a little bit later.
That's
on.
Right.
It's very hot, very humid, and I just want to thank the people for always supporting us and tuning in. And,
well, I've done one better. I brought a doctor into the studio to help us do the heat when I was feeling a little faint. So I brought your favorite doctor. Our guest today on the show is a guy you've known for years. You introduced me to this man. He's passionate. He does a radio show called The Weekend Warrior Show, but he's got this great practice. Dr. Clapper is in studio. And Fred, you talk to me. Dr. Clapper says this, that all the time. You love this guy.
Every Saturday I listen to Dr. Clapper come in, tells us the greatest. He puts together the greatest similes,
yes,
and also the greatest oddities, and makes it work. I don't know how the hell you do that. How do you do that?
How do you do that? Welcome.
I'm passionate. Thank you. What a treat to be here. You guys have the same kind of passion. For me, the world of art, I studied art history at Columbia, even though I became a doctor. The world of art, the world of sports, which I love. I'm a huge Laker fan, Rams fan, Fred Dreyer fan. Mm. And the
what
world
about
of
baseball?
The
you
world,
like any teams?
I love, and I'm the only Jewish guy who got a phone call from Florida from my mother who said, "Robbie, I found this shoebox filled with your old baseball cards. You want me to throw them away?" I said, "Oh my God, you're
no.
the only Jewish mother who didn't throw away the baseball cards." So I have Nolan Ryan's rookie card.
All right, Dr. Clapper,
very good,
we're going to hear all this today. I want to remind everybody you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Tired of wearing the same 5 shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what works for you and delivers clothes right to your door. So you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. It starts with a simple profile you create in just minutes. Explore different styles and leave notes for your stylist about what you like. For a small $20 styling fee, your clothes are hand-selected for you based on your profile and then delivered to you so you can try them on in the comfort of your own home. Pay only for what you keep and send everything else back. Plus, the styling fee is applied to what you keep and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged, and everything is hand-selected to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Now's the time to travel and be with the people you care about the most. And at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 25% at thousands of hotels worldwide if you book by September 24th. You won't want this moment to pass you by. So book today at HolidayInn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's sells more appliances than anyone else, so when it's time to update your kitchen or laundry room, we're here to help you do it right to get the appliances right for your style and your budget. Shop today and save over $600 on a Samsung front-load laundry pair featuring steam and a champagne finish for just $1,396. Plus, get up to 40% off select appliance special values. Whatever you need to make updates to your home today, or any day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through September 11th, U.S. only.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge every week at this time here on this channel on crntalk.com, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211. Glad to have you with us, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, and our guest, Dr. Robert Clapper. And we had a call during that break from your wife, Dr. Clapper. I guess you didn't answer the question.
Does she know where you are?
She knows where I am today.
What does minimally invasive surgery mean?
Minimally invasive really started with an eye surgeon named Charlie Kelman, who figured out how to take a cataract out without actually making an incision.
He
changed. That's why gallbladders come out with minimally invasive. Now I do hip replacements, knee replacements, minimally invasive, not cutting the muscle. But my answer to your question is, why do I do minimally invasive? It's better. It's less traumatic, as you know, Fred. But for me personally, watching my father see this Milwaukee Sawzall as a carpenter, as a kid, it must have made such an impression on me that a tool could make my father so happy. That launched me into being an inventor. So I hold a bunch of patents. And as soon as I started in orthopedic surgery, I went to the dentist. My wife made me get my teeth cleaned. I didn't want to do that. And I said to the dentist, wait a minute. And I've got white knuckles because I'm scared to be in the dentist chair. It was her uncle. And he said, relax, Robbie. I'm just going to clean your teeth. I said, how are you going to clean my teeth? He said, with this tool that cracks the plaque off of your tooth. I said, time out, Uncle Dave. How does this tool not crack my tooth? How does it know to crack the plaque, which is hard, and not the tooth? He goes, how should I know? I'm a dentist. I'm just going to clean your teeth. Shut up. Let me clean your teeth. And I went that afternoon. And I discovered that ultrasonically making the tool vibrate at a frequency that's specific for the plaque, which is hard, versus the tooth, which is hard, the frequency can distinguish the two. That night, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm lying in bed. All of a sudden, my eyes are wide open. My wife goes, what's the matter? I said, I just got the greatest idea. We struggle 8-10 hours to redo knee and hip and shoulder replacements because we damage the bone that the prosthesis is in. What if I made a dental tool, a giant one for orthopedics that moved ultrasonically? We wouldn't injure the bone because the frequency would be specific for bone versus the implant. My wife said to me, can we go back to sleep now? I said, yeah. And the rest is history. Millions of cases all over the world use ultrasonic tools that I invented because she made me go to the dentist.
I thought you were going to start cleaning your teeth.
I thought so, too. Let's set the stage. Dr. Robert Clapper, our guest here with Fred Dreyer, yours truly, Michael Horn. He has a show called The Weekend Warrior Show. It's his passion to do this weekend show. It's in Los Angeles, but you can get it on the internet, right?
On ESPN. It's an ESPN show, so it's on ESPN podcast.
7 to 9, right?
On 7 to 9, Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings, Pacific time.
Yes.
But you have this practice that Fred Dreyer told me about, and you've been in the medical field here.
30 years.
30 years specializing in?
Hips, knees, shoulders.
Yeah, hips, knees, and shoulders. So give us a little background, because as a kid, you're passionate about sports. You like art. Now you're talking about inventing here. That's why I was smiling and laughing before. You got all these different passions all rolled into one body there. How did it start as a kid? Looking at your dad with the saw, or what was it?
Good question.
Yeah. What was it?
1968, Mexico City Olympics. My father worked in the post office, and as a carpenter, I pretty much never got to see him except on the weekend. My job, we were the poorest people in the neighborhood, and he struggled. He's the greatest guy, but he was not a businessman. So my time to be with him was to, on the weekends, schlep his tools into the rich people's houses because he was redoing their kitchen or their basement. And that was my beautiful childhood. But he always would say to me, "Robbie, when we go into this woman's house, don't touch anything here. A doctor lives here. A lawyer lives here. This," because he was intimidated by these folks, even though he was doing the work in the house. That's okay. We were the B team. They're the A team. 1968 Mexico City Olympics. I'm 11 years old. He's watching it on TV. All of a sudden, the rowers appear on the television. Remember that scene in Risky Business where he's got the socks on and he goes sliding?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I lived across the street from Jamaica Bay. To get away from the craziness of school and my life at home, which was insane, I used to go in a rowboat out on Jamaica Bay. So now I'm seeing rowers on the TV. And I blurted out as I'm sliding past my father on the chair, "Oh, my God. Rowing is a sport in the Olympics? I know gymnastics is and all the other sports and track. I'd love to row one day in the Olympics." And I love my father dearly. He turned in the chair and he turned to me. He said, "I'm sorry, Robbie, you can't." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because only people who go to Ivy League schools get to do that sport. And no one from this neighborhood does that." And he turned back in the chair. And I was 11. At that moment, I said, "I don't know what an Ivy League school is, but I'm going to go just to show you that it can be done, that you could say your son went to it. By the way, what's an Ivy League school?" So I went to the library. I forgot even what question I'm answering, but you want to know how this all got started.
Kid. Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, so make a long story short.
You went to Columbia.
I went to Columbia, where I rode on the crew team. Columbia gave me a scholarship. I got into Yale, I got into Penn, but I went to Columbia, and I rode on the crew team. And that was kind of my entrance, my ticket. The coach actually made it clear that I would be worthy to be recruited and whatnot, but they don't have really recruits in the Ivy League. So I'm at Columbia. Here's the difference between Columbia and Harvard and Yale and Princeton and all the other Ivy League schools. They make you take art history. Now, I'm from the streets of New York. I don't want to go to a museum. Leave me alone. I don't want to have anything to do with this. My sophomore year, so I've already survived, I don't know how, with all these really smart kids who took all these AP classes. You know, chemistry in my high school, which was a crappy New York City high school, was how much water you could throw out the window without the teacher seeing it, you know. 1,200 kids in my class, overcrowded the whole bit. And now I got all these kids who took AP chemistry. I'm supposed to be in the same class with them. It was very intimidating, but I survived. Now I'm a first semester sophomore, and I'm in art history. I remember this like it happened yesterday. I'm in the class, and I'm not going to school to learn anything. I'm just there to get good grades so I can get to medical school. That's my mentality. Never been to a museum, don't know anything from art. Now I'm in this art history class. Everybody's assembled, 30 kids in the class. The professor turns to the class. He says, "Oh, and by the way," he says, "I hope none of you are pre-med because I don't give A's." And at this point, I'm going, well, then I don't need to be in the class. And I start to put my knapsack together. He shuts the lights off. He puts up the first slide. And I'm putting my stuff together. And he says, "Now I want you all to appreciate the visual noise in the corner of this painting by Renoir." And I'm saying to myself, what did he just say? Visual noise? In Far Rockaway, it's illegal to put those two words together.
You got a lot of it out there.
I never heard visual. It's visual. It can't be noisy. It's just like Krispy Kreme. You know, it's impossible. It can't be crispy and creamy. So I remember sitting there as I'm putting my book, because this guy's not going to give me an A, and it's as though, Fred Dreyer, an angel appeared on one shoulder. This happens a lot in life. And a hologram of the devil appeared on my other shoulder. The devil's saying to me, "You got to get out of this class, Robbie. You need to get an A. You're not here to learn anything. You're just here to get a grade." And then the angel popped up and said, Robbie, this guy's the smartest person you've ever met. You should stay. I did. I studied art history. I majored in art history, even though I was told I'll never get into medical school.
With all that noise.
Got into every medical school I applied to because I was an art history major.
So that gets the art going.
So that's the answer to that. We'll get into how I got into ESPN coming up next.
Let's just take off, Fred. Apparently he's got the show.
No, he's got all the noise.
He's teasing everything. He's got the noise. By the way, it is Dr. Robert Clapper's birthday today, so happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And 62.
Also, I must also say not only happy birthday, Dr. Clapper, but we got to wish my granddaughter.
Yes.
12 years of age, Oklahoma City.
Emma
Bo Paget.
Wow.
12 years of age today.
Emma, we love you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Emma.
God bless you.
Straight ahead.
She's
a
Leo.
Continue. It's the Sports Lunch. You're a Leo, I can tell.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, our guest, Dr. Robert Clapper.
On his birthday, Dr. Robert Clapper. Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday. You're in my camera shot there. Take it easy there, Rico. Move to one side. All of you get behind Fred. Go ahead. Move behind Fred so we can. There you go.
You guys are terrific. Thank you.
All right. So
Velvet cake. Happy birthday.
Shall we do a little song? Can we bring in the CRN staff so they can. Dr. Robert Clapper, who is a renowned surgeon and extraordinary doctor. The man's a medical genius and does the Weekend Warrior show.
Inventor and surfer. He's a hyphenate.
Yeah. If we can, let's do a little happy birthday. Are you ready? And to your granddaughter, Emma.
May I fold my granddaughter?
Yes, both of you have
Emma is 12, and Dr. Clapper is
62.
62. God bless you.
Just a kid.
Ready?
See, I'm hanging out with them.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Dr. Clapper. Dr. We love you, Dr. Clapper. And Emma, we love you.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, you go, look at that.
Thank you very much.
Incredible.
Thank you.
By the way, Dr. Clapper likes rifle shot coffee with cream and sugar. Fred, and you like it too, don't you?
You know what? Is that the rifle shot you gave me?
Yes, it was.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I'll tell you.
So can you fix
that's
that?
It. That's it. I'm telling you. Happy birthday, Dr. Clapper.
Thank you. You're too kind.
We started talking about this, and your wife called again. We're still a little confused. May not have answered the question. Because you're a doctor, and so you told us you're sitting with your dad. You see rowing. You don't want to take no for an answer. Your dad says, you got to go to an Ivy League school to do rowing. You can't. You say, I'm going to do it. You get into an Ivy League school. But all these passions you have, we got the art because you had a teacher that lit the fire in you there.
Yep.
What about the sports and everything else? And what got you into medicine to begin with? You were going to medical school to begin with. That must have been something I want to be in the medical profession.
You were rowing, and then you were in medical school.
Yeah. Right. So I was in college studying art history and taking all the science classes. But, you know, I've always been fascinated by how the body works because my parents had three daughters. Then they had a son in 1956. I was born in 57. Who in 1956, there was no cardiac bypass machine. We take it for granted now, but in 56, there wasn't. So this little boy was born with a very mild, Sean White, the snowboarder, many Olympic gold medals. He had two heart surgeries as an infant because this cardiac bypass machine, the guy wins Olympic gold medals. But in 1956, there's no way to shut the heart off so you can work on it. So this little boy grew to be 10 months old. And passed away.
Wow.
And so my parents were very sweet, simple people. My mom was a nurse. My dad was a carpenter. They didn't know from psychology. So they named me after this little boy. And I always heard what a cute little boy he was who passed away. But great, we got you, Robbie. And I'm like saying to myself, you name me after him. You talk about this kid. I feel terrible that I had to kill this guy to basically be born. How did I get so lucky to be here? And I think I've always grown up with that. Which, what do they say? Pressure either busts pipes or it makes diamonds. It didn't make me crazy, but it made me crazy in a good way to be fascinated. Why did he die? How does the body work? And selfishly, in our society, the only way you get to learn how the body works is you got to go to medical school. And I wanted to use my hands like my dad. So I always knew I wanted to be a surgeon. I didn't know what an orthopedic surgeon was until the day I was in medical school at Columbia. You have the cadaver, and Columbia had this program where you did the head and neck dissections. The ENT surgeons came in and said, we cut here so we don't hit the recurrent laryngeal nerve when we remove thyroids. The next week, the chest surgeons came, and they gave a clinical relationship that made the cadaver real for us. So anyway, 6 weeks into it, we're into the pelvis.
Did you give it a name?
What?
The cadaver?
No, we didn't. Yeah, right.
I just want to make
sure. And actually, my cadaver, Fred, everybody, clearly they're there. The cadavers, they died. You know how my cadaver died? Struck by lightning.
No.
Because we opened up the belly, and it was just charcoal in there. He had been killed by lightning.
Okay, back to the cadaver.
Wait a minute. What happens when you get hit by lightning?
It cooked the insides of his body. So when we opened up, his intestines were charcoal.
Where did the bolt hit him?
There was an entry and an exit, but I couldn't figure that one out. But we got 6 weeks into the pelvis, and then the orthopedic surgeon walks in. It's a guy named Frank Stinchfield. He brought hip replacements from England in the 60s to America. He was a giant in the field. And he, I'm sitting in this giant lecture hall, instead of being like the other surgeons talking about what they did in the belly and in the chest and in the head and neck, he brings this very attractive woman in high heels to the lecture. It says,
high heels,
Sarah, let's salsa dance. And this woman starts salsa dancing in front of him, going, what the hell
in
is going
heels.
On here? And in high heels, no less. It was amazing. And so he says, now let me show you the kind of hip that she had. She was born with no ball and socket joint. I had to use a saw and a hammer and a screw and a drill to rebuild her hip. And now she's salsa dancing. And I'm sitting there going, did he say saw and hammer and drill? I could be a carpenter in the body. And it was like Cupid shot me in the chest with an arrow. I said, this is what I'm going to do with my
you
life.
You have these moments in your life.
I do.
Where things strike you. I get the same thing sometimes, you know, where Fred will tell me something and all of a sudden it'll just ring back into my head like, hey, my Achilles tendon, go see this Dr. Michael Sheps and do the hot laser. But you know what? You remember certain things, but that happens to you where certain things happen and directed you. I thought you were going
to
tell me you became a salsa dancer as well, too.
You know, I've written 3 books, Heal Your Hips and Heal Your Knees, all about how to avoid people like me, surgeons, by exercising the pool. I love being holistic. I hate cortisone shots. I hate needles. The books are all about that. Why did I can't put a sentence together. Why am I writing 3 books? Because I took my daughter into the Barnes & Noble in Encino one day, and I'm holding her hand. She goes, wow, Daddy, look at all these books. It was, again, I got shot in the chest. I go, I have to show off to my daughter. I got to write a book. So she'll go, your book is in the bookstores. And I thank you. 2 years later, I wrote the first book.
So you're a combination.
Beautiful. That's how it works.
Of these moments in life.
Yeah.
But you're very much a New Yorker because if someone says something that you can't do, you want to do it.
Or don't tell me I can't do something.
Stay out of the street.
Love Dr. Clapper. RobertClapperMD.com is how you can go to his website. RobertClapper. MD.com. That's the website. Check him out. He's our guest in studio on his birthday, along with Fred's granddaughter, Emma. Happy birthday to Emma out there. We're having a great time in the sports lounge. When we come back, we'll talk about a few ailments. Maybe you can help me with my tennis elbow, my, this whole thing here.
At Cedars, we call it altacocaritis.
Yeah, maybe the computer thing there. More with Dr. Clapper, Fred Dreyer, yours truly, Michael Horn. Stay with us here in the sports lounge.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Meanwhile, back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, and our guest, Dr. Robert Clapper, the chief of orthopedics at the Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles, and it's his birthday, and we also want to remind you all that he's got a show called The Weekend Warriors in Los Angeles. You can check it out at ESPN 710 Radio. We're giving him a lot of plugs.
You're
we'll 60, send him the bill
62
later.
62 today?
62.
God bless you. I remember when I was 62.
That's something, I'll tell
Where
you.
Where are you at now,
I'm
Fred?
I'm 73.
Damn.
7'3".
Yeah, 7'3".
Yeah.
I've done surgery on 3 people over 100 years old.
Yeah?
So, you know, when General Motors, Fred, they go to test the car door, you know, they have the robot and the machine, they test it. Each of us as human beings take over 1 million steps a year. So think about that. how many heartbeats. They're busy being in love with themselves at General Motors because it's 50,000 cycles that they test something. Try 73 million steps you've taken in your life, and yet your body still is there. The beauty of there is less friction in your knee, hip, shoulder joint than two ice cubes rubbing together. Now, how is that possible? It's because of the way the machinery using the motor oil, the synovial fluid, and how it bathes the cartilage. It's one of the most fascinating things.
You know, I've got my share of injuries. You know, we won't go into that. However, my knees and my hips are remarkably intact right now.
I think it's because you approach the game as a dancer, as a flexible person, as not looking to be the macho dummy who wants to get hit. You are a finesse guy, and the finesse guy, the flexible guy, you are ahead of your time.
No, but it is true that my philosophy was I spend the less time with the tackle in front of me than anybody does.
Right. Yeah.
I don't need to spend a lot of time with that guy.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody, you can follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We do the show live every week at this time. Beverly, Ingrid, Denise, Paul, neighbor Paul, Bernice, a few people just watching us on Facebook Live.
Neighbor Paul.
We thank you, yeah. And don't forget, if you want to contact Dr. Clapper, it's RobertClapper.com, RobertClapperMD.com. Email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Is your thinning hair prematurely aging you? Do you see scalp where there used to be hair? Don't let your hair loss take over. Take control with HairMax, the pioneer in laser hair growth. HairMax laser band stimulates your follicles where hair loss starts, at the root, immersing your scalp in nourishing laser energy with the equivalent of 246 total laser coverage. Use it just a few minutes, 3 days a week, to revive your hair follicles and regrow your hair. It's FDA cleared and clinically proven for both men and women. So if you're seeing your hair thinning or that bald spot getting bigger, don't sit by and watch your hair wither away. Protect the hair you have while growing new hair you'll love. Maximize your results with Destiny Hair Therapy, brimming with bioactive ingredients essential for healthy hair. Order now at HairMax.com or call 1-800-9-REGROW and save 15% with code GROW15. That's HairMax.com or 1-800-9-REGROW. Save 15% with code GROW15.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you hear squealing and grinding noises from your vehicle, it's time for new brakes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and any two Brake Best rotors, you'll save 10% on your total purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy two HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
Ends 9/7/19. Restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
People formed a human chain to rescue a man during the storm.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
We're back in the Sports Lounge each and every week at this time coming your way. Here's truly Michael Horn with the star of our show, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Saw him on Hunter Land's End. Bumblebee, the movie, was just out here recently. And his buddy and my pal, Dr. Robert Clapper, is here on his birthday. Dr. Clapper, one of the great medical minds of our times, working on hips and elbows and shoulders.
He was just giving us a rendition on minimally invasive surgical
techniques.
There
you go. And yes. He also does a show called The Weekend Warrior Show. You catch it in Los Angeles on ESPN at 710 Radio in Los Angeles. But you can catch it nationally by going to their website at 710, right?
Right, the podcast for ESPN. Mm-hmm.
Or you can listen to him here when we grab him as our very first and only special guest, our bestest buddy, studio guest, Dr. Robert Clapper.
I love it.
That's it.
Thank you.
Now, where? How did you two meet? You, Fred, how did you meet Dr. Clapper? Was it an injury, football? What?
I met Dr. Rob through William Shatner.
Oh, so we all met him through Bill Shatner.
Well, yes. But
The Unexplained. How can all these people? That's his new show. That's how we met him.
Mike, are you kidding me?
We met him. And so, yeah.
Dr. Clapper, how did I get this arthritis? I said, from a Klingon.
Just to set the record straight, Bill would always invite people when NFL football starts. He'd invite people every Monday night to come over to his house. He'd cater it and have a nice little situation there. And we'd have tea, we'd have crumpets, and we'd watch the game. We would talk about stuff, and he would. You'd never know who's going to walk through the door. And one day, Dr. Clapper walked through the door, and Bill says, "You've got to meet Dr. Clapper." And so I went over and talked to him. And your wife was there, too?
Yeah.
And we went and chatted. And I said, "I've got to come in and see you about something." He says, "What's the problem?" And I said, "I don't think I have a problem, but I need to come in and see you."
You're all either pre-op or post-op, Fred. Don't forget that.
You're amazing because you will check people out, and a lot of people recommend you. You have a waiting list to get there at your office. But you, when you came here to the studio today, you're amazing. You're in your scrubs. Those of you that can see us on Facebook Live and video, Dr. Clapper, the real deal. He's in scrubs right now, ready to perform a surgery on Mike Gary, our operations manager, who's in pre-op. But you're here, and you met somebody who had – you were sitting there. I just love to listen to you talk about it. The guy had his arm in a sling and didn't know if he should do a cast or not, and you said, "Oh, no, you tell it. The elbow injury, you don't want to cast, right? And this type of injury you had?
It's unique to the elbow. It's fascinating because the typical, like if you broke your ankle, we put you in a cast and cast stays on for 6 weeks. You better not get a cast on your elbow for 6 weeks because the fracture will be healed, but you go to take that cast off, and now you will get calcifications in the soft tissues. It's called heterotopic ossification, which means it's growing bone where it's not supposed to be. So
why does it do that?
You win a Nobel Prize, and it's unique to the elbow that it gets this calcifications in the soft tissues. So our teaching in orthopedic surgery is, as soon as you can, get elbows moving. So he's lucky. The kind of fracture that he had is to his radial head, and it was which is in his elbow, and it's the key part of the elbow that lets you pronate and supinate and rotate. But he has a stable fracture, so it's a little piece of the bone. Here's a Clapper vision for you. If the radial...
Wait a minute. He does this on his show. It's our first Clapper vision. Here you go. Clapper vision.
So there's a part of your elbow that allows you to rotate your forearm so you can open a doorknob or use a hammer
throw
or
a
screwdriver.
Throw a curveball.
And so you need that rotational portion, and it's in that hinge joint that's your elbow. You are blessed with rotation, and it's called the radial head. And the radial head literally looks like, here's the Clapper vision, like a coffee table. Coffee tables have four legs. If you fracture one of the four legs, the table's not falling over. You can still put your coffee on top of it. That's a stable fracture. If one of the four legs that's underneath that portion of the bone is cracked. And this young man, that's what he did. But if you crack two or three or four of the legs, then it's an unstable fracture. Then we have to put screws and in some cases actually remove that bone because it's so shattered. So he's lucky.
But when you say you remove it, you eventually know what's going to be replaced.
You're going to replace it. And in the old days, we just used to excise it. But then we learned that people develop wrist pain because the other end of that bone is in your elbow. You've now removed that portion of the bone, and now the wrist suffers in terms of screwdriver using a doorknob. So now, you're right, Fred, we now look to, if we remove it, we replace it with a titanium head.
How much of have we learned from sports?
It's a great question. You want to do it after the break?
Sure, we'll do that question of sports. And by the way, you mentioned Radiohead. I love them. They're great. Good. By the way, is there an email address they can, or a website they can go and contact you at your office? Because I bet you a lot of people are going to want to talk to you.
Yes, Robert Clapper, MD at AOL.com, and they can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Robert Clapper.
At Dr. Robert, K-L-A-P-P-E-R. Yeah,
yep.
Okay. That's good. We'll get that out to you a couple of times there. Take a little break. Come back with more. We're in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, Mike Horn, our guest, Dr. Robert Clapper, on his birthday. Stay with us here. We're celebrating.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, and our guest today, Dr. Robert Clapper, the Weekend Warrior Show on ESPN 710 Radio in Los Angeles. You can listen to it nationally at the ESPN 710 website, which is what? Do you know that, by the way, so they can tune it in?
Just go to on the app, ESPN app, and you can go to the podcast and
Saturday
Weekend Warrior
mornings,
Show.
7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. He's with us nationally here on CRN Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, and Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. Thank you, Dan, for allowing Dr. Clapper and Fred and I to sit in your chair.
Yeah.
Get two more chairs. Now, Dr. Clapper, you said you have a way of doing things without, you know, cutting into things. And so based on working on the computer and using my right arm for everything, I get a tightness right here. You call it tennis elbow. How do you treat something like that?
So here's a Clapper vision for you. There are three muscles that allow you to lift up the coffee, that allow you to hold the mouse, to extend your wrist. Three muscles. Brachio in Latin means arm. Brachioradialis, so it goes along the forearm bone and attaches to the wrist. Underneath it, extensor, because it extends. Carpi in Latin means wrist. Extensor carpi radialis, longus and brevis. Three muscles. And if you feel your elbow right now, you'll feel this mobile wad of muscles before it becomes tendons in your forearm.
Yeah.
So here's the Clapper vision. The muscle anchors to the bone like Velcro. Microscopically, we see just like those strands of Velcro. By the way, you know how Velcro was invented? A guy was running in the forest, a Swiss guy, and those burrs got stuck on his socks. And he was an engineer and said, it's amazing that these burrs are stuck to my socks. Why don't we do something? And that was the birth of Velcro that NASA ended up using. But that's
okay, your wife
story.
Called and said,
get back to the question. So anyway, what it looks like is overuse, doing too much of the computer, doing too much typing, you end up microscopically separating the two pieces of Velcro. You know how they make a rip? Well, that's happening, and we see it. It looks like hamburger meat as the muscle overlies the lateral condyle of your elbow, the bone origin of it. So everybody else you're going to see in life, whether they use the laser beam or whatever cockamamie stuff they have, they'll give you a pill. They're going to give you a cortisone shot. They're going to give you a forearm band. They're going to give you all kinds of stuff. No, it is not inflammation. So all these anti-inflammatories they're giving you, no, don't give someone who's coughing Robitussin. If they're coughing because they got pneumonia, they need antibiotics to stop coughing, not Robitussin, okay? It's not inflammation. It's actually, in someone your age, a degenerative process. It's father time. It's getting older. There's a weakening of the muscles. That's why it's tearing.
Sorry, Mike, sorry.
That's why it's tearing. Right. So don't treat it as inflammation, Fred Dreyer. Treat it as a weakening in the muscle that you need to make stronger. So, Mike, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to a sporting goods store, if they exist anymore, and get a 3-pound or a 5-pound dumbbell.
Got it.
You're going to rest it on the forearm of the desk where you're working on the computer, and you're going to hold that dumbbell, and you're going to let your wrist fall with the dumbbell because it's heavy. Now I'm going to want you to extend your wrist. Lift the dumbbell up. Oh, my God, it's going to hurt in the very spot you're complaining about. Good. Pump it till it hurts. Put the dumbbell down. An hour, 2 hours later, go pick up the dumbbell. Do it again. Ah, it hurt till it hurts. Do this 4 or 5 times during the day. In about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, not only will you get rid of the pain, but it won't come back again. You don't need surgery. You don't need shots. You are strengthening the other members of that mobile
down,
rod.
Down and then lift
and
it back up.
And you lift up to 50. Believe me, you're going to hurt. You're going to feel it.
I can feel it now when I bend it right
exactly
now.
Exactly right.
And everything.
So do it with a 3-pound. You're a strong guy, so get a 5-pound dumbbell.
Got it.
But that's how you will get rid of your lateral epicondylitis, your tennis
Dr.
elbow.
Dr. Clapper, everybody.
See, you got to write a book now.
I think I will. My time with Dr. Clapper. Just copy down the script from the show. That's it.
Yeah, when we're finished, you'll start writing.
That's pretty good. That's very good, Dr. Clapper. And you have these Clapper visions all the time where you talk about this so you can picture what you're talking about.
That's I got started on ESPN. I went to a playoff game. They were playing the Houston Rockets. I was waiting for a young USC student who I invited to the game, and he was late. And they were broadcasting the Nokia Plaza before the game started. And Andrew Bynum, who had just hurt his knee at the time, and I'm listening to them do the pregame show. They were so excited that they now had the Lakers station, the Laker games. And I'm waiting for this kid to show up. And all of a sudden they said, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Andrew Bynum, he hurt his knee. Ba-ba-ba, it's a partial tear. I'm not sure what it is. And they went to a commercial break. I couldn't help myself. I stood up. I walked up to the dais where the two guys were doing the show, the Kia Motors pregame show. Brian Long, Dave Denham, and I said, here's my card. I'm Dr. Clapper. I'm the chief of orthopedics at Cedars. Let me just tell you, it's a partial tear. It's a medial collateral ligament. He's going to wear a brace. He's going to be fine tonight. Relax. And I go and sit down. We're back on the air, and we've just learned that he's going to wear a brace, and he's going to be fine. And next thing I know, I see them pointing to me in the crowd, thousands of people, because it was a playoff game. And they go like this. And I go up onto the dais. They put headphones on. Dr. Clapper, tell us. I said, you know, your knee is a... Here's a Clapper vision. I said, your knee is like a bicycle. The kickstand is the ligament. The kickstand's bolted to the bicycle, okay? That's what your ligament is. It's bolted to the bone. If you rip the kickstand off of the bicycle, it's going to fall down. It's unstable. But if you just loosen the bolts a little bit, your kickstand still works. That's a partial tear of your medial collateral ligament. How do you keep the bicycle from falling down? You can lean it against the wall. Externally give it support. That's what a brace does. And that was my beginning of my career.
I love
your career in athletics.
No, on radio.
On radio.
On radio. Okay.
Yeah, on radio. On his Clapper Vision radio show every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on ESPN in Los Angeles. That's amazing over there. And full-time at Cedars.
At Cedars-Sinai. 15 surgeries a week, 100 patients a week. But I love doing the radio on the weekend.
100 patients
a
week?
Yep. It's fascinating. I should put a white coat on you, and you should be with me, Fred Dreyer, one day.
I should be a guest.
It would fascinate
you. Can we hang out
Surely.
With you one time, seriously?
I would love to do
it. I would love to do it.
It would be amazing for you to see, because, boom, now you're in the next room. What is the matter with you? It's your wrist. It's your elbow. It's your shoulder. The anatomy is just fascinating.
Robert Clapper, KLAPPERMD.com, the website. We'll be back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for the business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Final segment of the show. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
And our guest on his birthday, Dr. Robert Clapper. And again, Thank you. Email address if they want to contact you, Dr. Clapper.
Robert Clapper, MD at AOL.com.
R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert, K-L-A-P-P-E-R, M-D,
at AOL.com.
And you've written some books here, too. Tell us about Heal Your Knees.
Who better to tell you how to avoid hip surgery than someone who's done... I mean, I do 500 surgeries a year, and I've been doing it for 30 years, so I've done 15,000 surgeries. Who better to tell you how to avoid hip surgery, knee surgery, shoulder surgery, than someone like me who can coach you?
And where to find the best ice cream in the South Bay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Like, those cows come from Ohio.
That's the beauty of Dr. Clapper.
Ice cream was good, right?
That's the beauty of Dr. Clapper.
Yeah, I mean, the food, the chemistry that's behind food. Think about food, all right? Eat an egg. An egg has iron in it. But the iron is ferrous sulfate, which your body can't absorb. Your body can absorb ferric sulfate, not ferrous sulfate. So it needs to be acidified. If you have fresh squeezed orange juice, which is ascorbic acid, with your egg, you go from ferrous to ferric and you absorb all the iron that's in the egg. Otherwise, you don't get any of the iron. This is the chemistry of how food is. But there's nothing more delicious than ice cream.
And the greatest
that's got
ice
a
cream,
lot of iron in it.
The greatest ice cream is
your.
All right, it was an ice cream day there too. And the other book that you've written besides the Heal Your Knees, Heal Your Hips.
Heal Your Hips. Yes, it all got inspired because I took care of Wilt Chamberlain. I did his hip surgery, and that's Will. A whole. That's for another show. We'll talk about Wilt Chamberlain.
Something.
Are you going to come back? Yeah. You going to come back?
Of course. Be my pleasure.
We want to have you here on the show again because we kind of got a story together. And don't forget, you can again contact Dr. Clapper. It's Robert R-O-B-E-R-T Clapper K-L-A-P-P-E-R-M-D at AOL.com. And don't forget our buddy Fred Dreyer.
I'm over here.
Facebook, Fred _ Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, is on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Mm-hmm. And then your email, Fred Dreyer @crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, again, we are blessed to have Dr. Clapper here. Thanks so much for being here. We have a lot to talk about.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
We do have a lot to talk
about. Thank you very much.
See you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.